NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Yo, 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 Bully and the Beast podcast.
Yo.
I'm L'Oreal.
It's your boy Wax. What up?
And we're back with another episode. And we got a special guest today.
Yes, sir.
Introduce yourself, sir.
Mr. Mayo on the check. Mr. with an M-I, not an M-R, because my first name don't matter.
All right, now I'm scared because you're a friend of Wax. You're Wax's guest today.
Yes.
And Wax doesn't typically bring guests.
She yelled at me.
Yeah. So we're giving him a chance, okay?
Oh, you gave me a chance and you yelled at me.
We're giving him a chance to bring in who he thinks is going to be beneficial to the show, right?
Okay.
And that's you. So you should feel very special today.
Thank you. I'm honored. Appreciate it.
So do you give good advice?
For sure.
Good hood
I'm
advice.
A Libra. For sure. I'm
what
from
does
the hood.
That mean?
That means everything. We balance.
Okay.
Libras are balanced.
What do you think about that, Wax?
I mean, I thought Virgos was everything, so, you know.
It's like the same thing. It's we're cousins.
Yeah,
Libras and Virgos, we like similar.
You know, Wax has another cousin that's actually in the blogs and stuff right now. He's a Real Housewife of Atlanta.
Yes.
Well, his former wife, Drew Sidora, is. Mm. What's your cousin's name again?
Ralph, but I mean, you gotta understand that. But listen, prayers for the family. You know what I'm saying? People go through things in marriage, for better or for worse. I don't think it's going to end, you know what I'm saying? So everybody keep your prayers up and don't throw things at that. Put prayer around that right there. And, you know, let's make sure that happens.
He's trying to kick out the house. So he's just like you, super petty.
He just, you know, we go through things, you know, when your feelings are hurt and stuff like that, you just got to make sure, you know, you get appreciated and stuff like that.
That part.
That's all.
I feel that.
Respect is there. You want to come back, but respect is not there. You're going to leave regardless of how you look with things you might got going on and anything. I'm not talking about their relationship, but just in general, as a man and a whole. But y'all pray for that situation, and marriage is for better or for worse. So think about it before you make that last step.
Well, I'm going to do a little cross promotion right now on the Undress Around podcast. Claudia Jordan, my co-host over there, shout out to her. She talks a lot about the situation because she's actually really close with Mimi from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, right? Shout out to Mimi as well. And Drew Sidora is supposedly creeping around with her fiance.
Okay, allegedly.
So y'all listen to the Undressed Around podcast to hear more of that. But wasn't Ralph on the Bully and the Beast podcast once?
Yes, we called him up because you didn't believe that was my cousin.
I didn't. It's still hard to believe. You're related to a housewife.
Damn, that's tough.
The house husband.
House husband.
Yes, he's definitely a man.
But, yeah.
You know, like I said, put prayer around it. And, you know, everybody going to go through y'all know what it's going to be. One day you might find somebody in the house actually having sex with somebody.
Damn.
Oh, you know my what I'm Jesus. Saying? What
or
would you do?
Or you might have somebody see a text message, or you might see, you know, somebody might take so much money out the bank or anything like that. There's so many things that in relationships, for better or for worse, after you sign the papers, you get married and give honor to God. You have to stay together.
Is marriage about God though nowadays?
Or I mean, if you put
it get that, weird a little bit.
If you put it to that, see, my vows are going to be to God. It's not going to be to my wife. You know what I'm saying? I'm thanking God for giving me this woman. Mm-hmm. I went all the way through with it.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying? But if you just have a vow to your wife, you can lie to your wife. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like I always say that. You can tell her anything.
You can tell her anything.
Yeah, but that should be on your conscience.
Yeah, it but it still be. Can do it though.
That's not real. That's not very P of you. Can we
at
still
all.
Say that? Because
Yeah, you can.
It was a good slogan that guy made up. So you just said something that I wonder how y'all feel. You said you could walk in the house and catch them having sex with somebody. What would you do if you was in that situation?
And who house, though? Whose house? Your house or
say
her
you,
house?
Say
that
your
has
house.
To, that master
house. Say it's your house.
Now I'm a glitch, bro. You got a glitch, kind of, sort of. It's weird. Like, you got to trip out a little bit. Because it doesn't really make sense. Like, she don't respect you at that point, clearly.
Because it's in the house.
Yeah.
Total disrespect. But it all depends.
And it's not him, though. You get
what if he knew, it all depends on who it is, and it all depends.
There you
on,
go.
If I won the lottery that day and I was coming home to tell her and I see it, I'd be like,
it changes. It changes. It get weird.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? But if I just got fired from my job and I come home,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, well, tell mommy bye.
Yeah,
you
it's know over.
What yeah, what?
It's over.
I don't know. Who knows? I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
All different type of things. You really can't even say in that situation.
Right.
Unless you're
in that situation. I lost mm-hmm. a friend to something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Me too.
That's, so I don't even really play with that. Like,
yeah, shit gets real. Again. You know what I'm saying? They call temporary insanity or something like that. Mm-hmm. They actually get off.
He was asleep. He got beat with a bat.
Ah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing. Well, not a bat, but a gun, like trouble. Mm-hmm. The same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Was, yeah, when he was sleeping and the guy yep. came in the crib or whatever. Yeah,
somebody got stabbed up in their sleep. You know what I'm saying? Chick stabbed him up 11 times. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, they call insanity or whatever the case may be. So, hopefully,
like a crime
of
passion.
Crime of passion.
Yeah.
Type of stuff. So, hopefully.
I love me, though, a lot more.
Me
I ain't
too.
Gonna cap.
You gotta look at that time.
Real
tough.
It's hard, though, to say in that. Yeah.
Because sometimes, like, even when you love somebody, like, years have passed, you don't feel like you ever loved them and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if you killed for them and now you're in jail for the rest of your life. Yeah. And you're like, I don't even
like
this
don't even
shit
like
more.
You like that. I don't even like you like you.
I'm stiffed all the time. You know?
Stressed.
Ah.
It's crazy because last night I was staying, obviously we're in New York, so I'm staying in a hotel. And I was asleep and I just heard somebody screaming in the hallway. They was arguing, right?
Yeah.
So I jumped up and shit ran to the people.
Nosy.
Well,
where you from? Where you from?
I'm from here. I'm from New York.
Okay.
But I live in Atlanta.
Okay.
So, but yeah, it's a nice hotel. So I was shocked to hear what was going on. So she's like, get up off the floor. And then like he's not saying nothing at first. And then he starts going in on her. It's white people. And he's like, shut up. I fucking hate you. He's like, I'm going to punch you in your head. Yikes. And like she's like, I'm not even doing anything. I just want you to get up.
Damn.
And I'm like, yeah, I wonder if this nigga is like telling his true feelings because he's drunk,
he's
done this before,
if he really beat her up,
you know what I mean? But I'm like, yo, that could have turned ugly real quick.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there looking like, damn, I'm scared for her.
You're an accessory to the crime.
I mean,
put it AB.
Hell no, I would have told on his white ass. Like, that nigga was ugly. You fucking kid. You shit me.
Now you have to.
You shit me. I'd be like, that nigga was wild and shit and he do shit.
All right, but even for a man like me, I would have to just open the door just to show face.
Yeah.
I was going to, but then if that nigga came towards me.
It's different.
It's totally different.
It's different.
It's totally different. For a woman to do it, he'd be like, fuck
it's
you.
Yeah.
Get there.
He don't give
but
a fuck.
But if I go out there looking by everything I eye, he going to sober the fuck up.
Yeah,
quick.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Because he knows shit could go left.
Turn into wax.
Yeah.
So that I could do stuff like that, scare somebody, and then go back to myself. Like the Hulk.
Yeah.
Yes.
What if I could do that? That would be actually fire.
Did I ever think that I should turn into L'Oreal?
Yes.
No.
You would love
that. That would be a weird thought as a man. As a
I'm just
man.
Thinking about my meat the whole time.
Yeah.
I swear you a bad bitch sometimes. That's why your ankles be out and shit. Like, anyway, let's get into giving somebody some advice, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they want to reach out to us, all they got to do and slide into the DMs.
Yes, mm-hmm. At Bully and the Beast Podcast, Yeru.
And we will give them, is that right? Yeah, that is right. And we will give them some good advice, some hood advice,
yes, hood
some
advice.
Real advice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All
right.
Hey, Bully and the Beast Podcast. Yeru. I love y'all.
Peace.
Listen to y'all every week. Thank you. We love you too.
Shout outs.
I need some advice. Okay, so I'm in a situation. I live with my baby father. We were together for 10 whole years, but he is no good. We have a 2-year-old little girl. And he's been a horrible dad. I feel like a single mother and I live with him. Okay, so last year in June, I was leaving my job and I decided to talk to this guy from my job. It was my last day there and we exchanged numbers. Okay, so he's married. He has 4 kids. He's unhappy and been that way for years now. So after I left, we really started to talk and go out and hit it off. This man does everything for me and my baby. He's even tried getting me an apartment and everything. Life's been great with us. We've been seeing each other for 8 months now. I'm against being with him while married, but I love him and I know he loves me. Plus, before we were together, I knew what he was going through, and he's trying to get out of his marriage. They have a house and kids together and other things they would have to settle out. So I understand this man literally does everything for me. So I just want to know, should I see a future with him? Yes or no?
Which one of y'all bozos' idea was this?
This was tough. Yeah. That was a lot.
Both of y'all married, right? She's married too?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
It's toxic from the beginning.
Right away. What else will go happen? When he gets tired of you, what the fuck you think he gonna do?
Literally, it's not even healthy from the beginning.
But she's doing the same thing.
Two wrongs make a right?
I mean, in this case, it seems to be right.
Like,
you can't tell nobody who to love, but, right. You know, first get the divorce first. You know what I'm saying? Try to do something like that. Like me, I'm always going to go to, you know, how you look in God's eyes. You see what I'm saying? And,
yeah, he's a terrible father, she said.
But she accepted him for 10 years.
She didn't know he was a terrible father. The daughters, too.
She kind of,
the daughter too, the daughter not 10. Okay.
Yeah, the daughters too, they've been together 10 years, they had the baby.
So which means she kind of knew he wasn't shit before the baby came, in a sense.
Maybe not, because they had the baby.
She said for 10 years, that's like she kind of knew for 10 years.
Yeah. He ain't got no nephew, nieces.
Yeah, she said he hasn't been shit for 10 years.
Nah, I thought she said he wasn't shit for 10 years.
Yeah. That's what it sounded like. So if the kid was 2 years, which means you should have been left to me.
Yeah. You know, people always try to make it work, and I was trying to.
Yeah.
I don't want to try to make it
work. I don't want to try to make it work.
She said he's no good, but the first thing she said was he's a horrible dad. She didn't say anything else. Maybe he cheated on her or did stuff like that, but she didn't. She said he's no good. We have a 2-year-old, and he's a horrible dad.
All right, so that's the only reason why you go sleep with somebody else because he's a horrible dad.
That's a big bad reason. What the fuck are you talking about?
It is, but it's like he didn't cheat on anything.
Maybe
like
he did.
But it didn't say that in that. Yeah. We gotta go for the facts.
The main thing that's bothering her the most is that he's not treating her kid how she think he should, and this other man is. And he got 4 kids, and he's still able to figure it out.
Yeah, because he trying to, that's new pussy for him. He's been with this other woman for so many years. He just, you know, right now, if I get shot, and if I get punched in my leg, and somebody shoot me in my arm, I ain't gonna worry about my leg no more. You see what I'm saying? So right now, she's just like the new thing that he's putting all the time and attention to. And when it's the next thing to come, he's getting the fuck out of there too. So y'all really just wasting y'all time at the end of the day.
I think she got to figure out home first. Like, you can't really start nothing new when your home is crumbling.
Yeah,
like,
she worrying about what's going on in his home, but what's going on in yours?
Yeah, it's tripping. Like, so it's like a lot. Like, I think she got to figure out her.
See, but if I was her, because I don't know, she said she left her job and all that. He wants to help her with the apartment. I'd be like, help me with the apartment.
That's a finesse.
I get myself
finesse.
I'll get on my feet and then pussy. I'll worry about whatever he's doing when it's time to worry about that. You should get yourself together.
Yeah.
Like, get away from that man.
Facts.
I couldn't be with nobody that treats my kid bad and their kid too.
Facts.
At that, like, and some people, some men do that. Some women do that. Once they have the kid, they switch up and act funny because they're not used to being tied down. Like, I know a woman that then left her kid behind and went to go live her life like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
Some people just can't handle that responsibility.
Yeah, they can't handle it.
So I think she, like you said, she need to worry about getting out of that situation before you worry about what the fuck you got going on.
It doesn't make sense. Right.
What you doing?
You got to check you now. Look in the mirror.
But get that apartment, though.
But get that apartment. Finesse.
Yeah, because you got a pussy, so it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Because she giving him the pussy, so he owe her. Isn't that how it go?
A little bit.
Kinda. I mean, because what's really going on here? But she says she loves him, but she making it seem like she hasn't had sex with him. Because she said, I won't be with him because he has a wife. So he's trying to get the pussy.
Yeah, he's trying.
So he's going to give you
everything you want.
Don't hold that pussy.
Hold back.
Don't get the pussy.
It's over.
It's over.
You got to treat your kid like your husband treats
like
the kid.
Like a foster child. Don't get the pussy. Don't give in.
Because he got a lot of responsibility to worry about
on his own part.
And y'all had the same job.
Right.
Yeah.
What job is this? Maybe he was the boss, though.
Maybe.
But still, like, y'all working on the same salary. You don't got your own apartment already.
True.
Like, you're miserable and you just staying in the house with dude.
True.
I would have been out of there.
True.
You can't be miserable worrying about somebody else being miserable.
Yeah, go ahead and get the apartment. Get all the perks that come with if you're giving your pussy up and come with the perks with not giving your pussy up.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
She might get extra.
She could get extra
if she give it. It could go both ways. Depending on who he is, the kind of guy he is.
What's the most I ever given a girl without getting any pussy?
Giving?
Like, getting her anything, taking her on dinners or trips or
now,
without,
I like
without fucking.
The most I got out of her without even fucking?
No, the most she gave. Got out of you.
The most you ever gave.
Look at you. I told you he think he a bad bitch. Yeah. He think he a bad. What's the most I got out of that bitch before I gave any pussy?
What's the most you gave,
like,
what? Dog?
No, nigga.
What's the most you gave, dog? How much you cut?
How much did I
be
get?
Be honest. Like, I don't
before
wanna,
before
no
she
cap.
Got anything?
Before you... This nigga.
All right, go
before
ahead,
you got to...
I ain't really like a trick kind of nigga, though. Like, I ain't... The most probably was like... And it was on some, like, hanging out. I'm a part of it, so I'm enjoying the festivities,
okay.
too.
Okay.
So it's like, maybe a band... Like, I ain't never been a finesse type. I'm really him from the beginning, so I don't be going for, like, certain
so
shit.
So you ain't even smash, you gave her a bed?
Not like a hint. It's not $1,000 in your... Hell no. We gonna go. Yeah, we gonna do certain things.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not, like, the guy that here. Here's $1,000.
So how long, though? Like, how long was you seeing this person?
Oh, nah. Like, we was just vibing. It, like, that's the thing. See, when the money is not an option, you ain't tripping on it.
Yeah.
And girls be thinking they finessing a guy, say, y'all got the bread. Like, it's you didn't get
but
anything.
Why do y'all think that? What? That's what girls think. Maybe certain girls think
they
that.
They say it. I don't think it. They say it. I'm not too
oh,
making this
heard
up.
Them say that.
Yeah, so
oh,
like
okay.
multiple occasions on Instagram, they say it all the time.
And they got girl threads.
Yeah, it's like.
I don't look at stuff like that. Like, if I go out with my homeboy, 9 times out of 10, like, my homeboy gonna pay.
Cause it's the respectful thing.
Yeah, and I never sure. be like, oh, I got that nigga for a dinner. Yeah. Like, that shit weird as fuck. Cause I would pay myself. Like, right. sometimes I pay for my friends.
But a lot of girls
like
ain't.
Don't. They don't even offer.
Yeah, and they know for sure. And they ain't even get a pussy up. They're like, oh, if you want this pussy,
you gotta do pay. This.
I mean, I do feel like when you're courting somebody, you should pay for dinners and stuff like that. Then if y'all in a relationship, and it's a little more serious.
I don't think
then
dinner
it's like,
should
y'all
be
could go 50-50 or y'all could, like, what I mean by that is sometimes she could pay, sometimes you pay or whatever
facts.
The case. But mm-hmm. I think when you're courting someone in the beginning, y'all should be paying.
Yeah. That's
I
fair.
Think so too.
That's
yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. Fair. And then when it's like an everyday thing.
Just making it, I like the attempt though. Like, even if you bluff it.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Even if you bluff me like once or twice.
Yeah, don't go on your phone.
Yeah, don't go do the weird
phone.
Shit.
Ain't
don't bluff me.
Oh, I got
no,
the
I'm not. No. You feel what I'm saying? At least bluff me like, yo, I got it. Check. Just, cause that's like
I got
sexy
it,
a little bit.
I got it, baby.
You feel what I'm saying?
How long before you got the pussy?
Oh, it's not going to take too long.
With the $1,000?
Yeah, of course, because you're doing things.
But
yeah.
was it like
a week or two?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not going to take long.
You never waited a long time for something?
I never waited a long time.
Choice.
If I waited a long time, I'm still waiting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, type shit. I'm with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm still waiting. That
like,
if
oh, it, pussy, are you
it's, old? It's a couple of girls out there that I haven't never smashed it out. Back in the day, I wanted to smash. And
facts.
Now I look at them, I don't even want to smash them. Like,
facts.
I want to smash the motherfuckers. So thank God I didn't throw a bag or do anything like that with her.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think I ever.
But you've thrown a bag before.
No, I mean, I
you would have never
I told
that
you what happened.
Didn't.
I told you what happened, but I was always fucking these girls.
What
that,
are you
doing
for? Nigga, calm down.
Uh-huh. I'm not being the fifth. I'm just saying. You already know what I'm about to say.
Guy.
That's why I'm getting pissed off.
The dog?
Yes, man.
Oh,
fucking dog, man. Yo, listen, man.
I'm going to the
I spent my fucking rip on this fucking shih tzu, bro.
Yeah.
I bought this fucking shih tzu. And the girl, it was on Valentine's Day.
I spent like $2,500 on a ring for my, this was my girl.
Though. But you ain't fucked though.
This was my girl.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's like, it gotta make sense.
I thought it was my girl, but she was with another nigga. I was sneaking up on her. On Valentine's. That's why you
damn.
Never sneak up on your girl.
Never be that nigga.
Don't sneak
never
up on her.
Never be that nigga.
Alright.
Yeah, don't be that nigga.
She been at this fucking grocery store for hours saying she about to be right around the corner.
What?
I told her picking up some food. Me and the dog hungry in the back seat.
And the dog hungry.
The dog hungry. A puppy. I got the little bow around
yeah.
the dog. And I like,
oh, your presentation is phenomenal.
She played me out, bro.
On Valentine's.
On Valentine's. And I spent all my bread and drove from Carolina all the way to Jersey.
Oh, nah.
And to bring the dog and she never showed up, bro.
I feel like you might have left the dog there.
I didn't leave the dog there. I ended up being a sucker and still bringing the dog back the next day.
Oh.
After I know she
you got a heart, though. Nah, you're not a sucker. You got a heart. Kind of suckerish, but still got a heart.
That's
for the dog.
Sucky.
Because you could like the dog.
The dog.
I know you. It's the dog.
I it's the dog at the time. So like that's a kid. That's a baby.
Yeah, he's a kid.
You know
double-edged sword. I get
yes,
you.
But
I get you.
But it was my rent money, though.
Yeah, that hurt.
You know what I'm saying? So I did give up something, but it was a girl I was seeing. I thought
and you
I
kept
was
the only person seeing her. Did you still fuck a couple more times?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, exactly. Yeah, so you ain't really talking.
But I put her in a different stage.
Oh, yeah, the teardrops.
Oh, the tear wasn't, I'm buying you a puppy no more.
It's over. Regular.
Now you wanted a girl. So you in this realm.
Oh, yeah, you the homie.
Yeah, so it's basically me putting the, when you do shit like that, it's just like you put a hole in a slow leak in a car.
For sure.
Sometimes it might be a big slow leak. I might stab the tire and it,
yeah,
all out.
Yeah.
That's a relationship I just jump right out of. Or I just poke a little hole in you like, ah.
Right.
I heard y'all talking about like popping up on people.
Yeah.
Nah, don't do that.
Don't
you
do that.
You ever did that or somebody did that to you?
Oh, nah, I ain't that kind of person. If somebody did that. Yeah, that all, bro. This girl used to fucking chase me, bro. Like, and then right on my car.
Like what and what? Like right on
I used to be like on my dirt bike. I ride dirt bikes and shit. So I'll be coming through like the hood late night. And this is a girl like I used to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll see me like 2 a.m. coming through the hood, like on my way to the crib. But I'm like rushing in the crib because I know she's jumping in her car to chase me to my crib because I'm not fucking with her. Yeah. This, mind you, let me tell you the backstory. This was my girl when I was like younger. You get what I'm saying?
Like, okay. I'm like, yeah.
It was just weird.
Not you ain't never eat the pussy before. Not
I didn't. Nah, I didn't even fuck her when she was my girl, bro. Like, because I'm that nigga. Like, if I fuck too fast, I don't like you. Like, you're going to be regular to me.
Yeah.
It's just me. Like, I can't fuck you too fast. I would want to have, at this point, I got to kind of wait, bro. Cause if like I fuck you right now, I'm not fucking girls like 2 and 3 times. Y'all in a relationship, you fuck 3 times to
so
me.
You fuck a bitch once
or twice,
and you gotta wait the fucker.
Yeah, gotta be at
you
this
got
point.
Mad rules
for me. I know what I want. I'm cool.
You want to fuck them once?
I want a girl when it's the time right. But if we vibing,
how many bitches are you fucking? Cause
I now oh, I'm chilling right now. I ain't got no bitches right now. I'm like single.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
No, hold on. So you want to wait?
I want to wait right now. Kinda. I mean, because it makes sense. It's just because you got it. Like back in the days, like right, say you went to, like when you was in public school, you dated a girl from like kindergarten to 6th grade, bro, and got no pussy. Like y'all might not even be in the same class, the 2nd grade.
Yeah, but you wasn't fucking in kindergarten.
I mean, I did things and I'm a little bit different.
I'm like, I wasn't fucking in
kindergarten. I'm cut from a different cloth.
But me being young, I was young and I always, wasn't able to like always have one girlfriend.
Yeah, me either. Like,
you know what I'm saying? So you saying that you wasn't having, you had to wait to all them times to do that?
Now, because I was the guy that had, I was the guy is what I'm trying to say. Like I was, girls came, to have sex with a girl came easy. Mm-hmm. No disrespect to women in a sense. Like,
mm-hmm. I mean, if it's your story, this
but
story.
It was just like, it wasn't hard to like, you know what I'm saying? So now for me, I really want to, like, if I'm going to go there with you, because like, bro, it's, soul ties is real, bro.
Respect.
You can't just be fucking any girl these days, bro. Right. You can't be giving yourself to anybody. That shit, you'll be twisted. Yeah. And where I'm trying to go, you can't really be doing girls foul.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so lucky.
But if they both want
to
have
sex with them once, so like, what he does
at this point, that's why I said where I got to this now. Like, if we're just vibing, I'm not like fucking on you. Like we could vibe, right? Because you got to kind of have an understanding in the sense of like. Because it's hard for you to have sex with a person and not catch feelings. Well, not for me. I'm good. I don't know if the girl can really keep fucking a guy and just be like, I don't like you. We just cool.
It sound like you the one that be catching feelings.
That's what it sounds like.
Nah, hell no. I'm really...
Like, bro, I can't do this.
I'm telling you. I be so cool, bro. It's scary. Yeah. Like, I be so cool. It's like... Because I really... Bro, all right. So let me... Like, I've really been having... Girl, like, when did you start having sex?
Man.
What age you would say?
4.
4?
Yeah.
See, I got my dick sucked in the 1st grade.
That's what I'm saying. I always had it. That's what I'm saying. Like, even right now.
Right.
I look at it as you being on the same page. Like, you mean you, like you said, vibing.
Who sucked your dick in the fucking 1st grade?
This girl, I remember her name, and I'm not going to say her name. I was getting my dick sucked and kissing a girl at the same time.
How old was they?
1st grade. We was in the 1st grade. I don't
know. Oh, they was in the 1st grade to suck it. That's crazy.
Like, I'm the guy that, bro, I was fucking my security guard in high school. I won't say her name either, but I'm that kind of nigga. Like, yeah, it was, I'm, Like, you get what I'm saying? It really wasn't. It was just like a thing.
You were fucking, how old was the security guard?
She was like 28.
And how old were you?
Like 17, 18.
That's about right. I mean, yeah, you should be able to smash anything.
I'm coming to school, dirt bike, car. I'm living, I'm just wasn't like the average.
What year did you, what age did you graduate?
What age?
I was out of school.
I had to do an extra year, so I graduated 18.
Yeah, I was out of school. Yeah.
But I was driving, coming to school, like driving
right. You're a grown-ass man. At high, you shouldn't have been in there.
Hell, 18 is everybody. 18 is a kid that's born in January.
Yeah, yeah. Well, why did school a long time, too? Yeah. Because, you know.
No, college.
He couldn't figure it out.
I still ain't figure it out.
Yeah,
but
we
I'm
know.
Saying, it's like if a girl do give me that pussy that night, mm-hmm. it's so crazy that that's the girl I end up being with the longest.
For real?
The girl that make me wait. Is a girl I smash fast. I mean, as soon as I smash, I just be like, I waited for all this time for this shit.
Yeah, I don't think yeah. that
Oh, you feel like
matters.
She's making you wait?
Yeah, because if we vibing, if I, see, I got, it's like really a sexual tension comes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, we can fuck. After we fuck, let's just get that shit out the way and see if we even like each other. Mm-hmm. Because after I'm sitting there dealing with you and all this other type of stuff, you try to get to know the person, and then you find out the pussy is not matching up with them. I think yeah. you got to do it the other way. I think the pussy got to be able to.
Now, I'm at a place where I don't feel like the pussy. I got to really vibe with her. Like, the pussy is cool, but, like, it got to be more than the pussy, bro. Mm-hmm. For me.
That's how you know. That's how you see if it's more than the pussy.
Nah, so fucking verse. Hell nah. No, because you just sucked.
No, you already got it. That's what I'm saying. So now your true self and your true self is going to come out. If that pussy held back, you're not even being your true self. You see what I'm saying?
Because look what you just said. Once the guy fucks her, mm-hmm. she's not going to get anything. That's right. What you said. So I understand what Wax is saying in this case.
I get it.
Because it's kind of like you got the hard part out of the way and you still like each other. Right. You know?
That's how you could truly know.
But you
really
might
like
not.
It.
But that's the point.
That's the point. Yeah. Why are you wasting time then? Now you over here wasted 2 months.
So you determining your relationship on sex is what you're saying?
No.
Kind of, because that's what you pretty much saying.
But that's what it sounds like. But that's reality.
No, it's not.
You just said it.
No, I didn't say that.
Everybody does not value
I don't base my relationship.
It's not valuing. It's just your true colors is just an automatic nature type of thing. You know, in the springtime, is just going to
I get it, sprout. But do you value put the pussy as the relationship? Because that's what it sounds like.
It's a huge part of it. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
How do you feel right after? You know what I'm saying? Do you want to even be around this person? I've been all over somebody and just wanted to call and text. You know, as soon as I got the pussy, it was like, I need this motherfucker to get the fuck out of here now.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And it's fucked up because it was like, damn, we was vibing for months. I was chilling. We long distance, la, la, la. And I got the pussy. Now it's like, the fuck am I doing?
I don't think there's a formula, though.
I feel like
you could do it either way. Y'all can have sex on the first damn day.
Yeah.
Or you could wait and then hit it off. I think it's just going to depend on whatever y'all vibe is together.
It really depends on the person.
Yeah. Where y'all at together. Right. Yes.
That's it.
But I know what I like still.
You
what
wanna
I would
wait.
Prefer. Yeah, what I'd rather. Wait. Yeah.
So you never did that and then when you got the pussy, you just bounced?
Like when I feel like they used to make me wait, yeah. But I've got shit going on. So it's like, I feel like when you busy, it's hard to really think about pussy. You get what I'm saying?
But he's saying he had to move on, ain't you? Because what I heard you say is you feel like if you have sex with somebody more than one time, it starts to turn into a relationship.
Yeah.
You're
yeah,
not like, looking for that. So if you do fuck somebody, you're going to move on.
No, if we do have sex, it got to be an understanding that like we're just... I'm not at a place where we're like looking for a relationship, but we can still vibe.
So that happens to you.
You get what I'm saying?
So the longer you vibe with her and then you have sex, you think she's going somewhere, bro?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm saying.
That's
why I don't.
So that's why if you just have sex with her, y'all have that understanding that night and that like, yo, this is all it is, and have sex that night. And
but every girl, I'm not trying to make my girl.
So I'm lost. Do you want a girl or not?
I'm confused. How did it got to a girl though? Why
I'm
does
like
that?
We
yeah,
about
yeah. That's what I'm
so
saying.
So you're not looking for nobody right now. You just chill.
If the right girl come across, I'm vibe. We can vibe, but yeah. I have to get to know you.
So if a girl can't come to you, be like, I want to fuck you tonight,
and just fuck.
Yeah, if the girl can't say that to you, you gonna be like, nah, I ain't down with that.
I'm cool. I'm the catch, bro.
Respect.
That's how you supposed.
Real
that's
talk.
How you supposed
like,
to be.
Exactly.
L'Oreal.
I've been the catch.
I've been like that too.
Yeah, like I'm the catch. Like I'm just not winging, like I'm moving for like, nah, hell no.
I don't move for pussy.
That's what I'm saying. I was the guy that was just going. I could just go.
No, at a certain age, you can't just be moving.
Hell no, you'll be lost.
You ain't out here turn down pussy, you retarded. You know what I'm saying?
What?
I still think it depends on the people you have around you. Because you can have motherfuckers that's around you that are still like really well and,
yeah.
and you start running around.
You get back into
and
it.
That's how you got to be careful who
your
you
ass to catch
who
disease you fucking
to be
around.
Real talk.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. My life changed with the different people that I had around me.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And it's more of a, it's good. You want to have a more positive influence.
Right.
I'll be funny about, I get how niggas feel because niggas is, I feel like it's worse on this than women. But when a woman hangs out with certain type of people or certain girls, y'all really kind of be on her about,
like,
I'm like
bird
that.
Bird of the feather.
Yeah.
I'm like that. And like, I give everybody a clean slate. Once I see they little friend do some funny
you
shit,
on it.
You're dead.
As you
really gotta be dead out. To me. You
supposed
you
know
to. Real
I just
shit.
Like, I'll stop talking to the motherfucker. Like, and I'll let my nigga know, like, I ain't really jacking this person.
Yeah.
And that's it. I just don't say nothing else.
Right.
Because I feel like when you keep on it, too, then you become the annoying motherfucker in the situation. But you got to let a motherfucker know, like, that motherfucker ain't good to be around. Because they just not the
especially
right
in the direction you're trying to go into, of course.
Come on now.
That's the, what matters if we talking sex. Where are you at in life?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, because if you are not you,
yeah,
I'm just saying.
No, respect, yeah.
Where you at in,
No, listen. No, I'm celibate right now. I mean.
Oh, so you can't give him that. So why would you say that?
I'm celibate, but I get like faced like head.
No,
like,
no, I'm just saying I'm celibate right now.
Does that count?
I'm trying to see how, what's how long can you be celibate?
What do you mean? As long as you want.
I was selling for
like
a year.
No, I'm just saying how long, like how, like.
What's you the can't longest
be selling,
you
want? Well, you can't be selling for a week and you can't say you celibate.
No.
So
no,
how long
no.
do you have to be before you start saying you celibate?
I went without sex
days?
For like a year.
Because I'm over 30.
You're over 30 days?
I'm over 30 days.
That's
no
not
sex.
True. Because I feel like you told me about something that wasn't too late.
He counted too. He just started counting.
It's been about 30 days now.
That's
that
hard.
30 days ago?
Yeah, about 30 days ago.
King. That's king. That's
nah,
a discipline.
That don't count.
30 count. You got to.
I feel like at least 2 months.
Short-term goals will make long-term goals.
No, that's true.
Yeah,
but
I'm
not counting it right now. When he get the 2, then I'll be like, he's celibate. Right now, he just ain't have sex.
I'm with you, bro. I'm gonna give you a cool point.
You don't even know who you're talking to right here. That's
why. That's why you gotta give him his 30.
First of all, he's lying. Second of all,
no, I ain't had sex in 30.
I'm gonna tell you what he considers celibate is just him not coming.
Yeah.
See, he's having. He's fucking. He's just not coming.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a fucking liar.
No, no.
This nigga's weird.
I'm not even doing that right now.
All
right. I'm not even, you know, last woman I touched was the last one I touched.
Nah, I went for like a year.
God bless you,
brother.
You
about to be back in love?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Why you say that?
It's given.
No, that's the last one I touched.
Because the last woman I touched is the last woman I touched.
That
I heard
was.
The violins in the background.
Yeah, get
out
of here.
Thinking about it still?
Yeah.
Nah, nah.
Why you ain't talked nobody else since then?
I've been so, so crazy busy.
Yeah.
That's really what it be.
You ain't never too crazy busy. No, and
I feel him and where I'm at right now, where
right.
I'm
at.
It's the truth, though.
No, listen. I am turning down a lot of pussy. I probably
Real
play
shit.
Around and bullshit like I'm going to do it, but I stand it up all the time.
That's
sorry.
Me, bro. I
you
swear.
You know what I'm saying,
bro?
I know. I'll be playing.
I'll
but
be
sometimes you might catch me out there. You might catch me in the
I might be at that
day.
Night. Real
yeah,
talk.
You might catch me
you might, I might be slipping.
But I am not
Who
on
are
some.
These bitches that are trying to.
Yeah.
God bless them. You know,
Real
I feel
talk.
The same way. I feel the same way.
A girl asked me to be my weekend girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because I'm so, she don't want to like enter, like mess.
How old are these people?
Old enough, like, 29, 30, 28, like around there.
A weekend girl?
Because she don't want to mess up what I got going on.
I thought you ain't had nothing going on.
Like, no, I'm talking about like music. Like I do music. So it's like, I be running around doing shit. So it'd be like, she don't want to intervene and I fuck with that. But I didn't want that. Because now it's like, damn, where's your respect?
So you don't work on the weekend? Must be nice.
I mean, I do a lot 7 days a week, but you know, that was her suggestion.
And you said no?
I mean, I get head here and there, but it's like whatever.
And then like you do nothing?
Like what?
Like you just get head and she gets up, goes home?
Yeah, she come hang out, smoke some weed.
Your finger, nothing.
She might smoke some weed, chill.
Shit.
She got a nigga though.
So you can't even finger while you
She has
head?
A boyfriend.
Vibrator or something.
Why you fucking with somebody's girlfriend?
I'm not. She's fucking with me.
She usually no, get bro. Nigga, actually.
But she's only... Listen, the beauty about face, like head, they can never catch no feelings.
I hear you. I hear you. Hey, but
ain't nobody, ain't no girl out here bragging like I suck this dick. No, ain't no girl doing
girls that.
That
suck dick don't want
they ain't doing that.
Like, what girl that. Is just coming over to suck dick every day and leave?
That's oh, real shit.
It's a real ride, lottie, ride. I feel like it's you a, doing it's a thing. Something. It's a thing. But you mean at least finger popper? You know
yeah,
what
you
saying?
Doing something.
You oh yeah, you go finger popper in there, here and there, like.
yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm just saying, like, but the thing is the head though, and it's just to come chill with me.
And you consider that being celibate still?
No, hell no.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm not celibate now.
I'm celibate. I'm over 30 days, so I'm celibate.
Yeah, he's definitely celibate.
He's trying to.
And he got a cross.
No,
on
I'm
his...
not. What are you talking about? I'm just keeping it real. You know, if I was having sex, I'd tell you, like, man.
I believe him.
No. I'm thinking about something else.
What you mean?
Wax?
I ain't done did nothing.
Innocent until proven guilty under the
okay,
law.
Okay. We're going to give somebody else some advice.
Yes, Kel.
Can we help that person?
Yes. We want okay. We told her to sit there and get yourself together, get all the perks. Like I said, if you're not giving pussy, and get all the perks if you is giving pussy, because put yourself in a different position because you do want to leave the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you're giving this guy your attention, your time, and he's leaving his wife because he's not happy over there either, mm-hmm. you're his happiness right now. So he do deserve to give you an apartment and certain things because you're a woman with a kid in need.
Facts.
So. Go get your
and
perks.
Make sure you know this person because you ain't know the other motherfucker. You was with him for 10 years.
Boom.
All right. Now, if they want to get some advice, all I got to do is hit us up at
Bully and the Beast Podcast. How loud is you?
Slide in them DMs so we can help you out with some of your shit. Mm-hmm. You know what? They was talking to me about the voicemails coming back. But guess what? Y'all can also leave voicemails in a DM.
Yeah, why
so
not?
If you want, do the voice notes. We'll play it. If that's the route you want to go,
who's
we'll
on drugs,
that as well.
Baby.
And let's get into it. Bully and the Beast was really good.
Yep.
I've been a fan since week one.
Okay.
So shout out to everyone involved. I've written in a few times. I've received help. So I figured why not try it again? Well, that must mean we did good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at us. Look at us saving lives.
Good
okay,
job.
Let's give it up for us. Hold on. Yeah.
Job, L'Oreal.
Job, well done.
Yeah, because it definitely could have been information from Wax.
Well, listen, you see all the people putting shit everywhere.
That's disgusting. And I was so mad at you for tagging me in that.
I'm just telling you, Shari. Yo.
Even the nigga was listening. Throwing up trying to put it on the door.
For real? Like, which way? What
like,
happened?
You gotta show me some shit where some nigga is smearing shit all over everybody.
I tell people,
else.
Cause you know, I used to beat people up and I said I don't want to beat them up no more. So I started putting shit in places like under their doorknobs or.
Torment them.
But so a lot of the fans or the listeners, they go ahead and listen to what we got going on, and they doing it. That's their revenge. And they not fighting no more, so less fighting, less violence.
Yeah.
No, that's
giving it up to us.
No, don't clap for that. Do not clap for that.
I think, I don't know.
He sent me a video of these niggas smearing shit on the door, but the nigga doing it, he's like, while he's doing this, I'm gagging, listening to him gag, looking at the shit. I'm like, why would he text me in this bullshit?
Just letting you know people listening to us.
Anyway. Yeah. I've written in a few times and received help, so I figured why not try again.
Yes. Go for
I've written to you about being in love with my ex and then being in love with an escort, and now I'm back to trying to figure it out. This nigga, man, I don't know. I don't remember none of that shit. All right. Not an escort. When did that happen?
I'm trying to remember.
Right. Now I'm back trying to figure out how to deal with a friend. This isn't for Wax. I love you, bruh, but you can't help me. However, maybe L'Oreal can. However, I do want to hear both of y'all input. So I'm a masculine, discreet, gay man.
Okay.
One of those guys that you don't suspect until you ask them their sexual preference. Not necessarily out, but have been coming out to friends slowly over the last few weeks. Anyway, about 2 months ago, I was chilling with my homie and got on Grindr. My phone makes this loud-ass notification noise. I scramble to silence it. And when I look back at my phone, to my surprise, my homie was also on Grindr next to me. I looked over and kind of gave him a look, but we never said anything to each other. He says he's straight, but we've never seen him with a girl or in a relationship. And I've always wondered, but I don't play with people, so I never asked. Fast forward a few weeks ago, we were getting drunk together, and...
sucky, sucky.
A few weeks ago, we were getting drunk together and we both talked about how we've been to gay bars and throw small, subtle hints at each other, but nothing happened until I'm about to leave to go home. And he says, you can stay in my bed if you don't want to drive.
Damn.
Bruh, I panicked and just said, no one left. And we never talked about it again. But since then, he's been doing things like inviting me over to watch movies, cooking for me, which neither of them are out of the norm. And we've gone out before, but sending texts like, thinking about you, do you want to come chill? Along with some other in-person jokes that come off flirty with mad eye contact. When we chill and smoke, I just need to,
Peace.
I just need to know if I'm bugging and reading too far into it, or do these seem like subtle flirts to y'all? Because I'm about to say fuck it and shoot my shot. He's shooting his shot, trying to hit, nigga.
Yeah.
You don't have no gaydar, are you gay?
I don't know.
Where's your gaydar?
What the fuck is wrong with you? That nigga want you to suck his meat, or he wants to suck your meat, fam. Simple. He must not be his type or something.
I don't know.
Because a girl that's my type and I really want, she can ask me, or do you want some water? My meat get hard. I'm thinking, oh, she's trying to have sex with me and my kids. You know what I'm saying?
Period.
But
yeah.
But he's saying because it's not out of the norm. So meaning like they hang out before, like they go to the movies, they probably do this shit. So he still feel like that's his just his homeboy. So he's like, is he being my homeboy? Is he hitting on me? I think he's just more confused.
Oh, they friends. Yeah, that story got me lost. Was Grindr an app? Because I was lost
so
too.
Grindr is like a get. What's the name of the other dating site?
Like a gay Tinder.
Yeah, like a gay Tinder.
Oh, I was lost back there.
I thought it was like a Tinder.
I didn't know what was happening.
Like I just thought it was like an app that they both was on.
No, yeah, so it's like for gay men.
Peace.
Gotcha. Gay women too? I think it's gay.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like a gay dating site.
Peace. Okay.
All right.
So they met on that?
No, they already been boys.
So I think when you're in the same area of each other, it'll ping. It's like someone near you.
Oh.
Yeah. So
if you want to suck some meat.
I mean, well, that's the point. You're trying to hook up with other people that you may be interested in. Clearly, he's interested.
He's interested. He told him to spend the night.
I don't get it. He said, you can stay in my bed with me. What are you missing? What hints do you
He must not be your type, bro.
He got to have the dick in his mouth. That's the literally. Last step.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm like that with certain people, though. I'm like that with certain girls. You know what I'm saying? Because my girls liking me is like so off. They could be throwing hints at me for months and everything. And I just be like, oh, I thought we was cool. Like, I didn't know.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that, saying? Too. Like, tell me.
Really off. You got to like really wax. Like, what the fuck, nigga? You know what I'm saying? I really don't be knowing. So I get what he's saying. So he must be the woman in the situation or the man.
Oh, yeah, it's not always like that.
Two men actually could be doing that?
Yes, stupid.
I didn't know that.
No, but I've definitely been in a situation where, like, I was real cool with this person, and, like, Dave has said little funny shit, and I was like, matter of fact, this happened to me twice, and I kind of, now I get it. Because at first, I'm like, what the fuck don't you get? But we on the outside looking in. Peace. When you're in the situation and you've been cool with the
person. That's what I was trying to
say. Throw you off. Yeah.
It's
throwing
a little
them
weird
because
you're like, is this motherfucker just saying shit and I'm taking it wrong? Am I hearing shit? And then you don't want to feel stupid or look stupid.
Right. Now you get it.
What the fuck are you doing?
Man, get the fuck off me.
Right. I thought we was friends. I thought you right.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
So I get it, but I'll be like,
put your pants back up. You look stupid.
I mean, at a point.
What you doing? This is weird.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
At a point, right?
When
the next time, I feel like the next time he does say something, he got to be like, listen, are you hitting on me or are you just fucking
joking?
You got to
face it. Yeah.
Like, make a joke out of it.
Like, at the end of the day.
Are you hitting on me or are you happy I'm here or something like that? You know what I mean?
Nah, y'all got to just, you got to ask, my shower is off. My water messed up. Can I take a shower at your apartment and don't bring no towel? And ask the nigga to bring the towel in the motherfucker. Why am I trying to set two men?
I don't know.
I don't even know either.
I was confused when you got with this.
You said a good thing.
Yeah, I'm just trying to say. Like,
what you been watching lately, guys? Don't bring a towel.
I'm just saying. I was like, if you want to set anybody up, you want somebody to at least see you naked. That's why I was trying to get at. I wasn't trying to like.
Well, he clearly want the shit up. From what I got, from what he said.
Let's set your
what am I doing?
This nigga really made a whole porn and was sitting there like
a
bed when he comes to the room.
She said a whole porn.
Yeah, I'm fucking weak.
That's comedy.
All right, so, but yeah, the next time he throws out one of them hints, you got to throw something right back. And you know what I mean. But but I would definitely be like, yo, are you hitting on me?
But you don't know. It's like I said, if it's two men,
right?
It could be a joke.
No, but if it's two men, it's like, what if none of them want to be the one to bend over? You see what I'm saying?
I ain't even going that far.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's what I'm saying. That's two men. You know what I'm saying?
It's hard, yeah.
Waxy, get in more detail with your porn.
Right,
who should bend over first?
No, I'm just saying. But that's what I'm saying. They didn't even figure out which one of them is what. So how you know you like the motherfucker?
It's not like that. Shut up. You sound like mad homophobic.
No, I'm just saying, is it a girl or a guy? I shut up.
It's not a girl or a guy. Yeah. It's two men. They're men. And they like each other. And they're just not sure. I mean, it's
so when one I'm like, I'll suck dick, nigga, like, I'll suck dick either.
Like, they'll get to that point. Yeah. They both do something, right? Because obviously, whatever. And he's sitting on him, stay in my bed. Do this. Let me cook for you. Let's go to the movies.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about you. Do you text that to your homeboy? I text that to my nigga. Like, yo, thinking about you, da 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 da. You good? Like,
if I text one of my boys, they'd be like, yo, bro, you all right?
You tripping.
Exactly.
Yo, what you want?
But now the next step, but I will say, because y'all always say, like, as men, you be like, oh, my homie ever came to me like that. Da-da, beat the nigga. You get what I'm saying? So it's only right you're a little cautious.
Mm.
So now you need advice on how to move forward. And I just think subtle. Just like he's being subtle until somebody grabs somebody in and kisses
or take one of the dates he offered, I guess, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's going, it seems. But then you he still just sitting there like,
He's
cringing,
Can you hand me your remote?
Who's going to make the first move? Type shit,
But they both touch it at the same time.
That's crazy.
That's what
your palms are sweaty.
Now they got to have spaghetti and go in together like that.
Something. They got to.
You take one
somebody
side.
Somebody got to break the ice. I'm with you.
I don't know. Say, just hint right back. That's like what I would do.
That's fair.
Or just be like, man, get off my dick.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
If you say that to him,
he's going
to
be like, no, get off my dick.
I get it. You might understand. He understands it. I get what you said. That was smart.
If
he ain't about that life, him like, yo, bro, watch your fucking mouth.
Yeah,
bro,
that was smart. That was smart. I get what he went with that.
Nah, because if you say get off my dick, they could get sensitive and be like, oh, shit, like, that's my fuck, I went too far.
No, he'd be like, no, I want to get on it. All the fucking hits that motherfucker giving, that nigga, yeah, he might say some more slick shit back.
What if he just playing to see if he gay and then really tries to...
Yeah, it can go
bars. He already said he with the gay bars and all that shit.
I don't understand how we didn't keep going when we were starting to talk about the gay bars. Like, I would have been like, yeah, so my favorite one is Cedric. You want to go right now?
He's nervous. Oh, he said he didn't start coming out. Yeah, he just started coming out or something like that,
right? Yeah, for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, so that he's new. Like, he's a newbie, I guess.
Oh, he's newly to the community.
I'm guessing.
Yeah. But I guess it sounds like they both newly to the community.
He's newly to being out,
like, out, openly.
Yeah, because they went to the bars and shit like that. Like you said, they should have stayed right there. But like, yo, yeah, I went to that. You know so-and-so there?
Mm-hmm.
And be like, if you know so-and-so, you know what I'm saying? You smash so-and-so, you know what I'm saying? You don't just know so-and-so and you smash so-and-so, you know what I mean?
So I just think, you know, make it clear because it's obviously, and are you just liking him because he like you?
It's a real question.
That's what I'm saying. Who's the woman? Because I only girls.
Oh my God, stop saying that.
Because I only like girls because they like me. I can't like no girl and she like me. If that's the case, if I could like you or you like me automatically, I go to the best motherfucker.
Facts.
Only reason why I like girls because you like me, shit. You know what I'm saying? So if he feel like that, he must be the lady.
No. I don't know.
She ain't going for that. At all.
Because it's not like a lady or a man. It's just they're two guys that are into each other and not really sure how
to move forward. Who take the upper hand? I think they got to get to that place.
They're not there yet.
Yeah, they're not there yet.
They're just trying
and
to figure this out.
This one is doing all the hinting. So it's like,
I cook for you and all that shit type of shit. So he must be saying I do the cooking and shit like that. Like,
but he got to meet him halfway. That's the thing. Like, I feel like he's putting himself out there and you're just like giving a little. And then you're asking us, what should you do? More. Like, do what he's doing.
Yeah, you're trying to smash. It's just,
Want the shit up.
Right?
For sure.
Follow the lead of him because he obviously knows what he wants.
Clearly.
And you're a little confused. But I don't think, like I said, don't do it just because he likes you. If you like him too, then that's cool. Move forward. Mm-hmm. But don't do it just because he's hitting on you and giving you...
He might be trying to smash. He might be a fucking whore.
Maybe he likes his spaghetti.
He cooks for him.
Possibly.
Possibly.
His noodle wet.
Okay.
Oh, what?
All right.
Boom. Don't forget about the comedian in him.
Let's take a second from the Bully and the Beast podcast and talk about my all-time favorite. Y'all should already know what it is, HelloFresh. Now, remember those New Year goals you promised yourself you stick to? You didn't do it, did you? Well, HelloFresh is there to help you eat better by delivering fresh ingredients and easy recipes right to your door, taking the hassle out of dinner time. And it's so easy. Even this guy Wax can do it. So if you're looking for an easy way to eat well and save money, HelloFresh can help you cut back on expensive takeout and delivery because, you know, those fees can really add up. It's not even the food. It'd be the fees that go crazy. So no matter how your lifestyle or your meal preferences work, HelloFresh has recipes sure to please everyone at your table. From fit and wholesome to veggie or family friendly, you'll always find something even the pickiest eater will enjoy. Now, HelloFresh has at least 40 weekly recipes to choose from. That's a whole lot. So you don't have to be confused at what to eat. And you can finally get out of that recipe rut. You know, when you have the same things every week, that gets boring. You want something new and delicious. And let me tell you something about HelloFresh. I never had a bad meal. Always delicious, always good, and always gone. Eat the whole entire thing. You're only going to find quality ingredients in these HelloFresh recipes. That's it. It goes straight from the farm to your table. And in fact, the ingredients are there less than 7 days. So you know that they're always fresh. I'm talking about straight from the farm. Like, you can't find anything fresher than this. I know just recently I tried their new lemony spaghetti with Brussels sprouts, which I absolutely loved. I wasn't really sure how it was going to. I never had lemony spaghetti before, but this one was a hit. Trust and believe, I will go back and order this again. I hope it's on the menu in 2 weeks or next week or whatever the case, because I need it. But I do have the recipe because you get to keep the recipe. Also, the one pan cheesy black bean tacos, easy for cleanup, quick. And because, you know, I work a lot, this is super easy for me. How does HelloFresh save me time? By that one pan. Come on now. That's simple and easy cleanup. And just know that HelloFresh will always be there for you when you need those good, good meals. And it'll help you stick to those New Year goals. Get that weight right. Get that weight together. So go to HelloFresh.com/Bully60. Use code Bully60 for 60% off. Plus, you can get free shipping. That is a deal, a steal right there. That's HelloFresh.com/Bully60 and code Bully60 for 60% off. Plus, free shipping. Now, let's get back into the Bully and the Beast podcast.
All right, so let's get into some word on the street kind of topics. Okay. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, let's see what's going down. First and foremost, Cher, her friends, they're a little concerned. She's 78 years old. Her boyfriend is like 30-something, 33 or something. Dope. He has kids with Amber Rose. We talked about this a little bit, I think, before. But she's worth $360 million.
Damn, he caught a lick.
Yeah, he did.
She had a lick.
And they said that, you know, they've been together for a year now since last year, Paris Fashion Week.
Nope.
And she's like, her whole lifestyle has changed.
Sure.
She's outside. She's drinking. She's hanging out and shit. She lit. They said that she's spending mad money on dude.
Of course.
And they about to do an album, two albums together. They recording in England. He's writing and producing
them.
Well,
shout outs to him, bro. Shout outs to him, bro.
Reparations.
He's overdue. What? Yeah,
yeah, so it's not true love?
I don't know. I think the age difference is too much for me.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. True love, I mean, it all depends on what you love. He loved her bank account.
Bank facts.
He loved her lifestyle. He loved her... What she could do for him.
Yeah, do
you know what I'm saying? And that's mostly relationships at the end of the day.
Facts.
So nobody could get mad at that.
You know, TMZ stopped him and asked him what he loved about her. And he said, you know, Cher.
Great answer.
Cher.
Great answer.
That's amazing.
That was the cleanest answer because they already have their own perception of her.
Yes. Anything else you say would be used against
you. You ain't shit. So you fucked with older women when you were younger. What's the biggest age gap that you've ever, the oldest woman?
I was like 18, 17. She was like 41, 42.
Damn.
That's cool.
She was a nurse, too.
Yeah, she probably gave birth to you. Look at you. Disgusting.
Nah.
She was double your age.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so would either of you date a woman that's 78 years old?
Nah.
I wouldn't leave my wife for her, but yes. Right.
What
now,
wife? Are you married?
No, I'm just saying, if I was married, yeah. But
hey,
if
Cher, married.
Listen, if Cher came to me
mm-hmm.
with that much bread.
You gotta shoot your shot. You gotta see what it's hitting for.
Because she live a certain lifestyle. She live a certain everything. It all depends on where you at in life and what you want. Even if you got a lot of money, $300 million is a total.
Hey, granny, grandma.
Lifestyle. What do you need? So this really, she's actually getting what she want. She don't know how long she gonna live. She like, listen, I want somebody to go ahead and eat my pussy at night. Do what I say. I want a black strong man. Girl, I think her friends just hating at the end of the day.
Facts.
Because I bet you if they could have one of him.
They will have him.
They're going to have him too. So that fucking old guy and then can't even get hard off Viagra no more.
So you think she's content with knowing that he could possibly be using her, but as long as she getting what she wants,
she's getting what
situation.
She wants, she's for the rest scoring, of her life. Yeah. She's scoring at the end of the day.
Facts.
This man have to sit there and see wrinkly. You know what? It might not be wrinkly because she got $300 million, but it might be a little different than a younger woman.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's beautiful, Cher. but you know, it might just be a little different mm-hmm. for
she
him.
She looks good for her age.
She looks amazing. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said, you know what? Let me take that back. I don't think it's wrinkly, but
she probably more snatched up together than him and shit. These kids nowadays, Nah, you know, we be fucking doing all kind of shit. Taking shit and liquors and
but
all.
She
wasn't doing that.
Cher, Cher looks really good. You know what I'm saying? If Cher hollered at me and she got $300 million.
I'm going.
But not just a 78-year-old woman coming around here. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She get her check, her
that's
SSI
like Oprah
check.
I'm talking to Oprah.
That's crazy because if a woman says something similar, then everybody would judge her.
No, that's exactly what women do.
No, it's not.
A woman is with a man who does she know that could take care of her finances and all
like
that other type of shit. I don't think these women got songs and stuff like
you
that.
You know how many women I know that are like the breadwinners in their home?
And I respect that. And I respect that. But at the end of the day, I know mostly the woman that I know is not the breadwinner. And the guy, you know, as the head of his household.
I couldn't imagine dealing with somebody just for money. Like, that's disgusting to me. I have morals. I have a soul.
But they out there.
You was raised by, you had a mom and dad?
Yeah, but I was not in the same house.
But you had your dad.
Yeah.
At some points in my life.
That's a cheat code, though.
Sometimes I didn't.
That's a cheat code in a lot of situations, though. I feel like.
Yeah, and daddy. And knowing and having your own is great. It's still, like, you know, how to do it. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? It's like certain relationships. It's like, even though a lot of women, yeah, they might have more, but they'll sit there and try to take over the relationship and still a man's duties.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You might make more, but I still want to be able to take the bills.
Facts.
You might make more than me, but I still want to be able to pay for dinner.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? I still want to be the one
let
fucking
me be the
I
man.
I don't want you fucking me.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Real it's talk. Like,
just because you might have something these days with these women, they try to take over and take those man's place.
Facts.
What that mean? I got to be the woman in this situation.
Facts.
Maybe not all the situations, but
a lot of them.
I got to switch over.
Compromise.
Over.
Yeah,
you gotta switch the role, and that's what a lot of guys probably don't want.
Well, I just feel like if the guy doesn't, because sometimes people are still on their grinding or whatever the case, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if one person has more than the other, I think it's okay. Like, I really don't look at it, and especially if y'all building each other up, if y'all supposed to be together, a partnership is that. Like, but as far as like a person that has all this money and will I deal with them just because of that? Never.
You think women deal with guys that's like on the up?
Some people. I don't think every woman is the same. I don't look at it like every woman likes to have a guy with money. Every woman likes a guy with muscles. Everyone, like, I don't categorize people.
I wouldn't say every, like,
I know
just,
I'm not
just,
like,
just like, she don't want deal with no broke nigga. She don't want to deal with no, you know what I'm saying?
I don't
want
to deal with a bum. And what I mean by that is if you don't have no job, you don't have nothing going on. Like, I'm too grown for that shit. Like,
you just want to sit on the couch and play video games?
Nah. And I'm saying, like, you, of course, I want somebody to have a couple dollars because you got to be able to take care of your damn self.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like, I don't mind if the motherfucker is putting all their money into their business or putting all their time. Like, that's why you got to
know.
Because I'm doing the same shit. So
right.
If I can't harm and not respect a nigga when we put money into this fucking shit, bullying the beast, like, how I'm going to get, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I look, when I was younger, I looked at shit like, man, if the nigga don't got no money.
That's what we're talking about, though.
I got in a relationship with a nigga with money and I didn't have to do nothing.
And you
and
got comfortable.
I was miserable. What, nigga? I was miserable.
Facts.
Are you fucking shitting me?
Of course.
I was crying every day of my life.
Until you be in that situation, you know what I mean? Girls really don't understand.
They don't understand it. They got to go through it.
Y'all both would do it.
No, a chair could make me, with that type of money, yes.
Money is not
everything. Yeah, I'm not going. I'm cool.
No, I'd be miserable with 300 million.
Nah, not me.
Because I got a lot of my control. $300 million, and I can still smash. She's still human. She's not like she's going to stay up all day. She's going to sleep.
Nah, every time I see them, they together.
She's living.
Smash it a little
she
bit more, let her go to
out,
sleep.
So that's right. But I'm talking about just like an old wrinkled bitch that what just got mean? Mad, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Nah, that's a little different. That's why I say share, not one of these just.
Yeah.
My but you're not
my grandma.
He got some songs under his belt. He got.
I got a nice song out there too.
He got a baby with Amber Rose, so he got a track record and famous women.
Yeah,
you get what I'm trying to say. And I know y'all feel the reverse when it comes to the women dating famous men. It's like she's been with everybody, but like with the guys, it's like he was with Amber Rose, and that's kind of like a up for him.
It is.
You wouldn't have known who he was,
but you don't even know Amber Rose without.
Exactly. It's that's all what, going back what, to
so it got to come back to there. Yeah, it starts there, though.
Yeah,
you can't even give that quota because you got to start there.
That's true, because we've had these discussions
it might be in a woman thing because a man saying, oh, he used to be with, you know, what's the guy that used to be with Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris?
Who? Yeah, the talk show host. Montel. That was his girl.
Oh.
Montel Williams and Kamala Harris. They was together.
What? Wait. Now, are you trying to say her name right? Because I feel like he's not. I don't know why it sounds like he's up.
What you said?
She was
the president.
She was with Montel?
She was dating.
I didn't know that.
What?
I mean,
yeah.
They were seen like on the red carpet holding hands.
Yeah. What?
No, that was her man.
But what did that have to do with
it's
anything?
It's just that, you know, the woman having... Now she's it. Be saying, "Oh, Montel used to smash her." Like,
I didn't even know that.
That means nothing for a man to be. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he used to be with Amber.
Yes.
Nah, they got a kid together and they have a rapport. Like he's still.
I'm not gonna give. I'm not gonna give him the.
But still, Kanye is a lot of people.
Yeah, but I would have never known about AE if it wasn't for Amber Rose. When they started dating, I'm like, "Oh, okay, who is this guy? Oh, Tiger's friend. Oh, he produced for Tiger, but he was running around the paparazzi and all that." Started following them once he was with Amber Rose.
Fair.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris, she out with her arms out and everything.
You gotta give Amber her cool points.
Nah,
she
who's
up.
The other girl?
He had two girlfriends.
Nah, you made it up.
No, that's what they said. Martell,
FYI, just cause they're in a picture together don't mean she's
no, they
mad.
Both was, they both was, I mean, I think it was allegedly. Like, put it out there that they was together.
He said, put it out there.
Oh, that's Martell's daughter. We're sorry. God bless.
It is?
God bless.
You know, I ain't read.
She looked like the damn girlfriend. Oh, yeah. He said we briefly dated 20 years ago.
See?
When we were both single.
See? Good one. See?
Look at you.
Good one. I do this.
So anyway, y'all are both gold diggers and let's move on.
Huh?
What's the pettiest thing you ever fought over?
Pettiest thing. Go wax.
The pettiest thing what?
That you ever fought over.
Pettiest thing I ever fought over is...
Like your homie or...
Anything.
Anybody?
It could have been with your girl, with your homie. What's the pettiest shit that afterwards you was like, yo, that was some real petty shit. I was on some bullshit. Because this lady in Georgia, she stabbed her brother after he refused to share his lasagna. Oh, but she said that she blacked out. She wasn't fucking with that nigga. And then he called 911. She really stabbed him up. Like, and now she's in jail.
Yeah, I ain't do nothing.
Yeah, I ain't never do nothing like that.
But some petty shit that you really lost it over.
I did. When I put the doodle inside the, no, for real. I should have did that. You know what I'm saying? I just had an argument with somebody. They was talking bad shit. So I just cut a hole under the bottom of their mattress and threw the doodle inside.
And what was the argument over?
I think I ain't flushed the toilet.
Ew.
That was pee, though.
So you was dead wrong.
I was dead wrong. That's why I said that shit didn't did. That was petty.
Piece of shit.
And, but the way the argument was, it was like, you know what? Mm-mm-mm. It turned into something else. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it usually be. It's like, you know, I ain't really need to go ahead and do that shit. So I just cut a hole in the bottom of the thing. Boop.
I got an argument with somebody over not opening the door.
That's real, though.
Nah, but there's a bunch of us in there. Why the fuck you chose me to open the door? Would I look like fucking Farnsworth Bentley?
Oh, I thought you was a nigga or the other one.
Nah. So we was in a crib. It was a bunch of us. We was at my homegirl crib. And you could kind of see through the door and shit.
Yeah.
And I guess the person had text me, but I was on the phone. And they couldn't tell because it was like on speaker or whatever.
Right.
So they was knocking on the door. So they thought they text me and was not going to do it. And I just was blatantly ignoring them. So she it was a girl. It was my homegirl. Like, so
it,
she came in the door. But it's mad people there. Like, I'm not the only one. So she comes in the door. She just like, you could have opened the door.
Right.
And I was like, all these other motherfuckers here.
So what you do, petty?
Nah, I went up. Like, we kept going. Yeah. Like, that argument. I ain't speak to that bitch for like 2 years.
That makes sense.
That's how
like, yeah, I ain't speak to that for 2 years. I'm like, don't play with me.
Somebody owed me bread, and I jerked off on their toothbrush.
Okay.
Damn.
Because you wanted him to have your cum in his mouth?
For no reason. And it's really stupid. And listen, and
yo,
I think
you've been
about
saying
it,
a lot of sketchy shit.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to say, like, what the fuck you look it's at me okay. Like I got great clothes on or something.
We're very accepting here.
She look at me up and down like, nigga, what the fuck you got going on? No, I did. But and I thought about that, like, what the fuck would I sit there and do that for? But I was more of a disrespectful.
And then he's probably now, like, attracted to you because, like, now y'all are one.
Damn.
Right? Because what
did
you just say?
That shit was dry as hell. But he used it.
What did you say about when y'all have sex, you say you what?
Soul ties?
Not mob ties, nigga.
No. You got to go inside.
You got to go inside.
You got to go inside.
Yeah.
But what you say? If your girl can't catch feelings, we get hit, right?
For sure that.
Nah.
But if she's swallowing your cum, she can.
It's no.
No.
Y'all are connected now.
That toothbrush is dry as hell.
Your kids is going right down her motherfucking system, and now y'all are one.
That's so fucking stupid.
She's part of you.
Don't ask me no more petty shit, because that was fucking stupid and petty.
Okay. I did some petty shit on some, like a girl accused me of fucking another girl, and I fucked her just to make her right.
I think that's only regular.
That's regular.
Yeah.
That's regular. Yeah, did what you're supposed to do. Because I don't accuse me.
You ain't supposed to do that.
Oh.
L'Oreal.
Makes sense. See, I'm glad. You supposed to do... Bro, that's a get back. You got to get your
don't
get
accuse
back.
Me of no
don't
shit.
Don't accuse me.
So if you ask your girl, like, yo, hold on, why you all in this nigga face?
I'm not that guy.
No, I'm just saying, if you do, and then so she should go fuck him because you...
It depends
him.
How much they're accusing you. Like,
yeah,
if it's like
it
a
was
brief
too
mention,
much. It was too much.
You see what I mean? Then you got the right, because you already think I did it.
Yeah, so let me make
you
it right.
You already think I did it, so I might as well fuck this motherfucker.
Facts.
You did it.
And you ain't gonna fuck nobody. You don't want to fuck them though. At the end of the day, you're not gonna fuck somebody because somebody said something.
No, I wasn't even thinking about them. You put them in my mind every day because you wouldn't stop talking about them.
You could put somebody.
I'm not gonna lie. That shit happened.
Yeah, that happened to me. Bro.
That happened to me.
Yeah, that happens.
And I wasn't even looking at
them. Because you ain't even looking at them like that. And they force your hand.
And now it's like, I didn't know she's looked like that. Oh, her ass. That's why you didn't want me to look at that.
That's why you ain't have her around.
And with my shit, the nigga brought it up so much.
You know she's a
whore. I was like, yo, what the fuck?
There you go.
You know she's a whore.
You know he's better for me than you are. That's how I looked at it.
You can't always say that.
Yeah.
You know he's a whore. He might fuck you too because he's fucking everybody girl.
You mad jealous though. It was too weird. That made him insecure after a while. To me, it was like a turn off. It's like, nigga, what the fuck? I'm with you all the time. Fuck, I'm not even looking at this nigga.
We be knowing just like you know. You know if you go somewhere and one of your girls, who she just a little bit, you know, flirtatious or whatever, every guy. And then she just acting a certain way around your dude. You don't call it insecure. Call it you
now,
know what time it is.
Sometimes you're projecting because that's your past and whatever shit you
see.
That motherfucker. Sometimes people are just really just nice and cool.
You confident. The every average nigga ain't. A lot of niggas insecure.
I wouldn't even say insecure. You got to know where you at and who is who. You know what I'm saying? Because don't have your girl playing around in wax face. That's not a good look.
Yeah, but that's you because you are confident. That's what I'm saying. The average guy is not always. So they're taking it a different
I don't want
way.
My girl in Angelo's face.
She should know better.
I mean, but what's being in their face?
That's what I'm saying. That's
yeah.
What
being in their face, though, to you.
Yeah.
Just, you know when there's somebody's too much. You know, like, how your girl, she's always flirting with somebody. Which one of your girls is always in some nigga's face? Always
I don't think we don't do that.
Him.
Yeah.
But see, you don't do that. So the one that is like that, that's the one
ben
you
got rid
know.
Of the bitch.
Ah, see,
like, yeah, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You already know what time it is.
You know
she ain't no good
so
for the cool.
If somebody around is talking to my dude, it ain't never going to be an in the face. So as I'm saying, it depends what you consider in the face. Because sometimes a conversation to some people is in the person's face.
Mm-hmm.
Just talking
all
to them.
Depends, it all depends on who is who. Because
if the conversation go to a different... It's weird because like... It depends who you fucking with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm telling you, like, my ex with situations and him, like, I didn't feel no way, but in hindsight, I think I should have.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little too trusting. But then moving forward, you take your trust issues from that, and now you
and
on
you
the
on
other motherfucker,
yep.
And that person ain't even on
ain't
that.
Do
like
that to
that.
You.
Yeah, so it's It's weird, each situation.
Again, a lot got to do with me because I was like that. Because a lot of the conversations that was straight innocent when they first came up turned off to end up being, I'm fucking her. But the girls that came up like, oh, I want to fuck you, I probably didn't even fuck them.
Right.
But the girls that came up like, hey, how you doing? And we just talking. Oh, they cool. We cool. We cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, next thing you know, it takes a couple of months, we fucking.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she got a man. Right. So it's like me coming through the back door and always coming from that
but
side.
But a man and your man being her man is two different things.
Yeah.
Having a man and it being your man, that's her man, and you're talking to her and flirting and doing all that shit, then you're fucked up.
No, at first, like I said, at first, it's just a regular conversation.
But it should always stay that, because you got to set the precedence, too. It should be both people. It take two motherfuckers to do some funny
shit. A man going to be a man. If she even give me any type
of... that's an excuse.
Yeah,
that's it, no.
Not if that's your dude.
A
I'm
friend
just
should
about,
be a friend, nigga.
No, nigga should be a nigga.
Not if that's your dude. I'm talking about just a regular, a girl that just... It could be a girl at work. Y'all just cool at first, and then you end up fucking. That's what I'm saying. At first, you saying, oh, it was just innocent conversation. The innocent conversation, most of the time, end up in fucking. Always. All the ones that's just straight up like, oh, I want to fuck you, just always flirtations. Oh, that shit stay flirtations. That shit stay like that, and that's been for years. But the ones that never even was flirtations at all, usually be end up fucking.
Well, what do y'all think about Black China? She's saying that she's shutting down her OnlyFans. She shut it down. Because the kids are older.
There you go,
she said,
girl.
I'm changing everything about me. All that stuff is
that.
A dead end.
Love,
but
love,
do you
listen,
think, like, so much stuff is already out there that it kind of really doesn't matter whether she shuts it down or not?
I respect that, too. I mean, and I tell girls all the time, you should watch yourself because the internet lives. It's alive.
Don't go away. You can't remove none of them. Like, nah, it doesn't erase. It's no delete that shit. It's, that's
and
not
if
real.
If ever want to play your kids out, they can easily show it. You know, I seen something that said Kim Kardashian, when the kids was looking at the sex tape or something like that. I'm sure she was devastated.
They asked about it or something, but she like stopped them from being
devastation. Praise the Lord. But you know what I'm saying? You know, that type of stuff is going to wear with you. Everybody you know, people look at Kim Kardashian. As soon as she's through it, people look at her as sucking somebody meat. And it's bad that we even look at it like that, but it sucks. Nobody want their mom to do that. I get mad. My sister and them talking about right now on a thread talking about, you know, my father passed. So they're like, yo, let's put mommy on for a dating site. I'm like, yo, we're not playing that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Not even an older man who might even
what
speak
to
my mom.
She should be able to move on to find happiness.
She got five sons who ain't playing that type of shit. You see what I'm saying?
Y'all can't do that because y'all not going to. But when she home alone at night by herself.
Mommy can call me anytime she wants.
Nah,
I don't care what I'm doing.
That's not a warm body.
Ma, I come over, we want to cook some popcorn and say we watch a movie and say you fall asleep.
Damn.
I'm cool with that,
no,
Ma.
No.
But you see what I'm saying? Our moms is pure. Nobody plays around with mommy. You see what I'm saying? But if somebody, the kids over here, like, I saw your mom naked, that shit going to tear the fucking kid up.
Yeah, but she already naked out there. Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. If that's how you making your money, and I get it, but her stopping, I'm not saying don't stop.
Yeah,
you know, right. If that's what you want to do, that.
I commend her.
But it's so much stuff out there that it's like, that's the thing about these things that people don't really think about.
Lies.
It's like, guess what? You can stop. I get it. That's great. And I think that's amazing. But the sick part is, can you really run from your past?
And guys, remember, like, guys is so smart. Like, women think guys is like, we might not be like this most book smart, but like we understand on a whole nother level, bro, when it comes to certain things. I think especially with women, like where we come from, like let me speak for me, like in the in the hood, right? They say the daddy wasn't there, but the guy did have a mom that's like a male to female connection. The females ain't got that. Majority of the time. You get what I'm saying? So I think that caused a lot of confusion nowadays with a lot of females to me feel like, I feel like they're broken. You get what I'm saying?
Men too.
I agree.
Y'all
all
get hurt
the way.
In the fourth grade and don't get over that shit.
That's true.
My dog.
That's true. But it's a difference when, damn, how do I want to say it? It's like being, it's hard with like dealing with females these days because it's like some, not say all, because some wants to learn. You get what I'm saying? Because it's a lot.
Submissive.
Not even to say submit, because like
it's not a bad thing because I'm submissive too. I love being submissive.
Right,
to my girl.
It got to be a respect.
Like she doesn't know how to treat a man because she never had a man in her life, but you feel like you know how to treat a woman because you always had a woman, your mommy in your life. But let me ask you a question.
Right.
A lot of guys didn't have males in their life, also. But look at how the fuck y'all treat y'all friends.
Mm-hmm.
Way better than y'all treat women 9 times out of 10.
Because of the woman, how she is.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell
but
you
why
this
your mommy was the person that was there for you and took the most care of you.
Every man know there's sluts, whores, ladies,
facts.
Queens.
Facts.
Amazing woman, right?
And you used to treat everybody the same.
No, that's not true.
Yes,
no,
you
no.
did so.
That's not true.
Does that.
And
Wax, you was not
you
taking anybody
do
serious.
That. No, no.
Why is he acting like he wasn't the
I did.
Before?
No,
do
no,
you
no,
remember
no.
When
I wasn't. I was playing
in?
Because I know who they was. So I put you in that place. If I treat you any other way and I put you on a platform, that means because I looked at you like that. And even with
you didn't
women,
take none of them serious.
I took somebody serious.
So there was only one person in the whole fucking history of Wax that was a good person.
I wouldn't even say he was a good person, but I treated him because I looked at them like
him.
That.
Wait.
I said them. I looked at
you
him like
said
that.
Him.
I looked at him like
all
that.
All right, what is happening?
Them.
Did you write this letter?
She going crazy.
I looked at them, even girls. Yeah, I look at them bums, clowns, bitch ass niggas, kings, princes. The way she treats you is the exact way she look at you to be. You see what I'm saying? It's the exact same thing with the woman. We look at women be like, why he treat me like that? Because he don't look at you as a queen.
Yeah.
He don't, he don't look at you as a lady. He look at you. Why he treat me like a slut? He look at you as a
yeah,
like
you ain't going to treat every girl the same. You know how. You can't handle
her like
that.
I got mamas. I got grandmas. I got aunties.
You
know,
you know.
But that's what I just said.
It's really hard, though, too. Because how could y'all handle any nigga the same? Like, what you mean? Like, how would you do it? How do y'all categorize?
So what I mean, same thing. Like, bum, I'm not even talking to. So y'all would entertain
a
bum.
So what would be a bum?
A bum-ass nigga that's just not about shit.
Yeah.
Like, okay. It don't got... So people... That's what I'm saying. Like, people definitions of things.
Yeah, that's
different.
Why I ask.
Yeah.
It's
so,
how you look at the person.
Yeah, because some people think bum and they just think automatic money.
Yeah.
And
that's why I
just look at like a fucking worthless person that's not even trying to do
yeah,
anything.
Yeah.
But you out here fucking everybody and you outside, you
still
around.
Babies,
but you don't
yeah,
got shit
yeah.
going on for yourself.
Right.
That's disgusting to me. I don't even look that nigga's way.
Okay.
Then you got niggas that are just like
clowns.
And again, I don't look that way. I've entertained a liar or a womanizer kind of nigga before, again, in my younger years, because you look at it like that's the guy, right? So everybody has like an attraction just because of whatever, the power that they bring, the confidence that they have. And I might have gone for that and then been like, what the fuck am I doing? But you still treat him accordingly.
Right. Yes.
Like, I'm not going to go out my way to be around this nigga. I'm not going to do things for him myself. But then you have a nigga that you might... actually be like, nah, this nigga's different. Like, there's been a time, one in particular, that like I met someone and the first day I told my homegirl, like, yo, I'm cutting everybody off. Like, I don't want to talk to no immediately, and this is the person I'm talking to now, but like immediately I knew the day. And I never did that before, never felt like that. So like when it comes to that person, like it's just a little different, because you like when you give a fuck and you see something else in somebody, like you want to do things for them, you want y'all to build things together, it's different. But so then that's what I would do, but I don't involve myself with all these people. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody don't have access to me like how you talking about all these different women.
You can't have that. Don't do that.
I don't have enough time for nobody to have
real
that.
Real talk. That's what I was saying. It got to be a catch. You the catch.
But niggas be trying. Like,
they supposed to.
Especially
supposed to.
You know who always come around? The niggas that... You
from back in the days, of course.
Like
yeah. What's up, big ass?
I see you.
Don't have a smile, bitch. In the picture, you smiling?
It's over.
Every nigga hitting you up.
Of course.
Don't...
I like
to get niggas sick too. Like, you know, my nigga is he likes to do shit like that.
Yeah.
That's
how you supposed to do
my
it.
My heart.
Yeah, but that's
and it's
how
like,
you
yeah,
bitch.
You hurting.
Respect though.
Yeah.
That's my
your
nigga.
Heart.
You my bitch.
I respect that. I respect that.
No, but that's how, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just feel like y'all give out too much access to people that you know ain't worth the access.
I respect that too. I respect that too. And I did
yeah,
that
we,
multiple times. You know what I'm saying? I shouldn't even have supposed to say I did it, but it happens. You know what I'm saying? But you know.
But is there something in y'all past that you feel like you wanted to leave behind but to keep following you?
No.
Because this is what's the case, right? Like no matter what, even if that you're still going to always bring up that she used to be a stripper. This is what people do, every time. Or anybody. I'm not specifically talking about her, but people will constantly bring up your past, even when you're so far removed. Niggas brought up some shit about some 25 years ago with me. Just the other day, super viral.
Yeah.
25-year-old shit where everybody joked on everybody back in the day.
Come on,
I'm the big bad wolf and shit. Right. But I don't care. Like, whatever. That's something that's like, whatever, you eat it, I got to eat it or whatever the case.
Yeah.
But, like, so there's never been nothing that happened with you that you was like, man, well, you went to jail before.
Yeah.
You have a record?
Yeah. That's why I can't get a job. You know what I'm saying? That's why I can't get a job.
That's why I go hard.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. All these type of things do follow you, and you got to watch yourself. Mm-hmm. You put all this type of stuff on the internet and stuff like that. And you got kids, and they got to watch this shit, like, or their kids could be able to actually clown them about this type of shit. Right now, if my mom got an ass picture out right now, or some shit right now, I'd be mad as a motherfucker. All right. And I don't care if one of my boys like, yo, look what I found at the barbershop.
I would lose it. The fact that my boy can say my mom, that's what girls don't understand.
I just was jerking my dick to your mother picture.
That shit sounds crazy.
So who's dying? You see what I'm saying?
But that's going on now because girls go on Instagram butt naked and niggas, they homeboy can go look at their girl and do the same thing.
Like,
that's crazy. Where's the respect? Where's the love?
Fuck.
Whoa.
Can't be life.
Can't be life.
Can't be love.
Yo, man.
It's gotta be more.
For real. All
right, so let's get into some black excellence.
Yes.
Don't black play with me.
Excellence.
Twerk.
Oh shit.
Are you on drugs?
Let me hear what we got. Exact same thing.
Twerk's on drugs. Nothing. He has to find a new black excellence.
Black excellence, that was all Michael B. Jordan shit.
This nigga's trolling me today.
Well,
Jonathan Majors is set to play
Dennis Rodman. Okay. Big shout out to Jonathan Majors, who, he's such a great actor. Dope. And he is going to be playing Dennis Rodman.
I don't know who that is. No disrespect.
So he's in a new movie.
I think it's called
Creed.
It's called
I Ain't Never See Creed.
Yeah, me neither. So basically, did you ever see Lovecraft Country?
Nah.
He's also in, do you watch Marvel shit? He's in that.
Nah.
Me either. Nah. It's a new Marvel that he's in. Ant-Man and the
Sucker. Yeah, so if you think about Rocky, it's more like a Creed, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, he's in mad movies, but anyway, he's the new guy.
Okay.
He's the new guy. Dope. And he's going to play Dennis Rodman. When I tell you he actually looks like him.
Rodman got his own show coming?
No, so it's a movie. It's going to be a movie. And
about
Rodman. Yeah.
That's fire.
It's going to be focused around the 48 hours that he was in Las Vegas. Remember when he was like, I need a vacation and dip?
And left.
Yeah. So it's going to be focused around that. So Carmen Electra is going to be involved in a bunch of stuff. Well, not her, but a new one.
Like.
Yeah. So big shout out to them for that. And also Haley Bailey. She has, she's going to play the Little Mermaid, the first black Little Mermaid. And they just released the doll, the black doll.
We need more of those.
Yeah, exactly.
We need more of those.
Wax pack in her hand.
Yeah, big deal. And shout out to SZA, too, because she just recently sold. She's on tour right now. I saw her in D.C. It was really good. But she sold out Madison Square Garden.
Facts. You know what is crazy? Do you think she had any similarities to Brandy? I thought that was Brandy's face for a while. You know what I'm saying? You don't think she looked like Brandy at all?
Two beautiful queens. And big shout out to her. She went to Columbia High School. So it's so funny because when I seen her in D.C., she was like, I thought we went to school together. You went to school with Mike. I'm like, oh, God, I'm tired of this guy. I'm tired of this guy. I went to school with her and Rotimi. Like, shout out to them. They doing their thing. Yeah, and he just had a baby girl.
Congrats.
So shout out to Rotimi. Like, it's a, black excellence. Yeah,
congrats.
Congratulations.
So did you win the competition?
I don't find out until July.
Okay, so in July.
You won already then.
I know they can tally that shit.
Who I need to talk to?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Wax gotta suck for us to find out.
CC out of control. Who does this type of shit?
That was extreme.
Okay, let's get into Wax's ABC.
That's why that worked.
Out of fucking control.
Wax's ABC. Let's get into Wax's ABC.
Yes.
So we're gonna give Wax a word, and he's going to tell us what it is, use it in a sentence, define it. And he's going to get it wrong, for sure.
No.
C-O-I-T-U-S.
We got this one.
C-O-I-T-U-S.
This is
cut. This is like a motherfucking, this
like
is,
doing a drill.
And you know what's crazy? And that's why all these motherfuckers, these different races don't want everybody mixing together, because this right here is a Jamaican and Spanish word. This is a Jamaican and Spanish person.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So
it, I can see that.
Yeah, Dominican and Spanish. So she is a crack. Like blood crack. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know,
right,
like
right.
Spanish, they always see E and all that other type
makes
of shit.
Makes sense.
Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So I was talking to this girl and
what happened?
And she was Jamaican and Spanish.
Then what happened?
You know what I'm saying? And she was every time was we smashing and shit, and she was like, crack, crack. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, where's crack? She's like, you know, it's like a Spanish crack and then a blood crack.
Ooh,
with a Jamaican. So she put it together.
Pussy clap.
Makes sense. Clap.
Yes. So clap, clap, clap.
Okay. Is that the definition?
The definition is a.
Because you gave a sentence, I think.
A definition is
a little bit of a
Spanish,
discography.
Yeah, it's a Spanish.
Like
girl.
A moan.
Yeah, it's a Spanish girl. That's how she moan. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But she's Jamaican in Spanish.
So that's just like saying, ooh.
That's like, fuck. Okay. Fuck. Yeah, that's like, fuck.
So
like, bomba clap.
Okay.
Cry.
Cry.
Well, Twerk, what is it really? Because that can't be possible.
I bet you something like this. What?
Close.
The word is coitus, and it means sexual intercourse.
It sounded like it.
This is what I do, baby.
I fucking hate this show. Both
that's crazy.
Yo, you know what? Let them know where they can follow you, where they can find your projects. How can they support you?
You can follow me on Instagram, official Mr. Mayo, official, you know how to spell that. Mr. with an M-I, not an M-R, M-I-S-T-E-R-M-A-Y-O. You can all social, all DSPs, Mr. Mayo, YouTube, Mr. Mayo.
I'm not going to lie. Wax told us that you are a pastor.
Yeah.
What the a pastor? A hood pastor. I'm like a face.
Do you have any shows and stuff coming up?
I just performed at Drewski's show probably like a month ago. I was interviewed on Hot 97 probably like a couple months ago.
We see you standing on top of the car about to go to jail.
Oh, yeah, that's the day. That was probably the day I was on the radio. I was glitching out. Nah, man, I be living life, bro. You got to celebrate your wins, bro.
God
bless
you. You get what
God
I'm saying?
Us.
And that's what's... Thank y'all for opening y'all doors to me. I appreciate that. And
thank
this is a vibe.
For joining us. You gave some good advice.
You're
the first person that I've ever met that Wax knew that actually had a level head. I was scared. I was like, Jesus Christ, I got to come
because
with two fucking waxes.
Minister Mayo.
He said minister.
That works.
I really thought. So that's why I was
Mister.
Like, well, why we don't hit the
bell? Oh, hey. I can't spell.
It works, though. It works. Miss Mayo is like my last name. So Mister is like the unknown.
And minister is now your first name.
Nah, Mister is the unknown.
I was so shocked when you was like, I'm a rapper. I'm like, I'm so lost because he told me he's a minister.
Oh,
we just
nah.
Gonna roll with it.
Oh, nah, I'm an artist.
Yo, one time, he had booked somebody for a guest, and I'm like, yeah, you know, you and Wax go all the way back. He like, nah, this is our first time meeting.
I don't know this nigga.
This is the shit I do it. Like, this is what I do it.
Yeah,
this is the nigga shit.
I got on him like, yo, bro, what's up? I don't know you, nigga.
Yeah. Or we'll have an artist on here that's well-known, and he'll be like, nigga, you rap?
I thought you say gospel.
Nah, hell no. That's my last name. Man, I come from one of the biggest drug dealer families in Brooklyn. I don't really be
so
having
that's why you turn to church? No, I'm joking. Let me tell
makes
you.
Sense. Now I'm the voice, but nah, it's really like I've been through certain shit, so I feel like I could give a real opinion. Like, not a lot of people be pump faking. Niggas don't really live the life that they be portraying. You get what I'm saying? Like, I really come from that shit.
Yeah.
So, like, my point of view is just going to be a little bit different from the average person.
But, like, you're from Baltimore?
Nah, I'm from the star.
You got the two thing that you
I lived
that
in LA
music.
For a little bit. I lived in LA.
Like, you got an accent.
I lived in Greece for a little bit.
Oh, niggas got niggas is culture.
Yeah.
Well, what the fuck? So you are more than a minister.
More than a minister.
Okay,
I'm an artist.
Okay,
not
right.
Pastor Mace. No disrespect. Shout out to Mace.
Yeah, so make sure y'all follow him, support him. And that's Black Excellence as well. So shout out to you. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you.
We're going to get out of here. Make sure, Bully and the Beast podcast, make sure you rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yeah.
You got to say that now.
We'll see you next week.
Bless.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.